We make the tool, the catalyst. We make that the end game. We make our Christian expression, whether that be a worship service, whether that's a conference, whether that's a camp, whether that's a retreat, whether that's a devotional book, whether that's a book we're reading, whether it's even our Bible reading, we make that the end game. Like, we are being Christians because we do this. No. Rather, they are tools to get us to where we need to be. So what is the end game?
Our children are leaving the faith in droves.
As a result.
Oh, I got a
pause here.
We're going live right now.
How can we raise our kids to stand firm, have a faith that lasts, and navigate such a time as this?
Our nation's capital has just been...
To turn a nation, you have to take the next generation.
Today in the news, COVID-19.
I'm Jake McCandless, and this is my podcast, Stand Firm Parents. We're working together to help our children have a faith that lasts.
And now, here's Jake McCandless.
Let's do it again. I'm Jake McCandless. This is Stand Firm Parents. I'm in LifeWord Studios, and we're continuing helping one another develop a faith that lasts within our family. Helping one another stand firm now into whatever craziness that may come. We're starting a new series of episodes today in which we're talking about fully integrated faith. What in the world? Well, I believe to help our children stand firm, our approach needs to be fully integrating faith into all aspects of their life, not creating a dichotomy where you've got faith over here, church stuff over here, Christian stuff over here, and then you got real life over here. They need to intertwine. They need to be together. And so that's a bit what I'm by fully integrated faith. Throughout this series, we will talk more about what that looks like. We've got some tremendous guests who speak along these lines, and I think are going to bring some great insight to help us develop that fully integrated faith within our, not just our kids, but ourselves, so that we can impart that to our kids. But I want to start the discussion looking at what I call discipleship tools versus the end game. I'm not sure if I've heard this said, and it kind of sounds funny saying it. But I really want to make a point, and I think you will understand by the time we're done, so hang in here. Let's talk about what I call discipleship tools versus our end game. Now, this comes from the number one question I get asked now that I've started targeting towards parents and families with this Stand Firm message. The number one question I get is, or conversation piece maybe, is, about family worship or family devotions. As if, and I don't know if I've heard anybody say it exactly like this, but the conversation tends to, and the question tends to, point to, as a parent, trying to raise your child in the Lord, trying to disciple them, as we said in a previous series, it seems like we have arrived if we can have a continual family devotion or family worship. Now, how many of you have that? I'd love to hear from you. If you're viewing or listening where you can put some comments in, I'd love to hear it if you've done it. I don't. Now, we have family Bible studies. We have family faith talks, but more about that later. But I think you might be like me. In many of the conversations that I have, that when they think, okay, parent, because I believe we think, and I hear others say this, and I believe that they think that as families, if we're going to impart faith to our children, then it needs to look like a little church service in the living room, or at least a devotional, maybe some singing, if you're musically inclined. I'm not. That's one of the reasons we don't have music. My children are becoming musically inclined, which is cool. Do you feel that way? If you go and look at children's ministry resources, when they target the home and target parents, what it tends to talk about is devotionals, which you can do as a family, or family worship. Again, I think it's great if you do that. I'm not against that, as long as that's integrating into everyday life. Again, more about that later. But I think we have to understand a family devotional, a family worship time is just a tool unto discipleship, one tool in a toolbox. It's not the ultimate tool. It's not, doesn't have to be the main tool. It doesn't have to be a tool that you're using at all phases of your child's life, all the ages as they're growing up. Because a lot of times what we tend to do, and you don't see this in other realms of life, but within Christianity, we tend to make a tool, and tool's not necessarily the best word for some of the things that I'm going to talk about, but I think it helps paint this picture that we need to see. We make the tool, the catalyst. We make that the end game. We make our Christian expression, whether that be a worship service, whether that's a conference, whether that's a camp, whether that's a retreat, whether that's a devotional book, whether that's a book we're reading, whether it's even our Bible reading, we make that the end game. Like, we are being Christians because we do this. No. Rather, they are tools to get us to where we need to be. So what is the end game? What is the end game of your walk with Christ throughout your time on this earth? What is the end game for your children? And we've talked about this in previous episodes. If you go back to when we were just audio and you didn't have to see my face, we talked about what are our goals. And I challenge you to think about what are your goals for your children, just period, and then begin to prioritize them, especially focusing on eternal things. And I shared the goal for my wife and I, for our children, is that they would come to know Christ and follow Him all the days of their life. Now, I would love for them to be successful and have great jobs and comfortable life and all those things. But number one is that they'll come to know the Lord. They would spend time with Him. They would follow Him wherever He leads, and that they will be on mission. That's the hope. That's our hope. And I pull that from, if you boil down what the Christian life is, and again, we confuse often what I'm calling tools as the end game. I want my children to go to worship services. I want them to read Christian books. I want them to do devotionals. But those are tools unto them ultimately following Christ. And I think if you boil it down, what the Christian life is, we go to Matthew 4. In Matthew 4, we find Jesus on the shore of the Sea of Galilee, there with His future disciples, starting with Peter and Andrew, then James and John. He invites them to follow Him. He extends the invitation, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." We see this same question posed to Matthew, and no doubt it was posed to all of the disciples. Now, we know there is going to come a judgment. Jesus returns, or we take our last breath. There's this judgment. Are you saved or not? Is your name in the Lamb's Book of Life? The great white throne judgment. We see in Revelation 20, heaven or hell. But then we also see that as followers of Christ, we're judged based on our faithfulness. I think one of the greatest places to look and ask the question, okay, what are we judged on? What is our faithfulness? Because I think we could give a long list, but if we look at the parable of the talents or the parable of the 10 minas, those parables talk about the servants of the master, of the king, growing their business or their kingdom. That's what they are held accountable for. That's what they're responsible for. As Jesus ascended into heaven, He told His disciples, gave them the Great Commission. So I believe when you boil down what is Christianity, it's following Jesus. And in the process, He brings us along on mission and makes us fishers of men. Now, other things come in the mix, right? But it's following Him. Now, the disciples, they get to literally follow Him, right? They got to follow the dust from His sandals as He physically walked. Now, we do not have that opportunity to physically walk behind Jesus. But again, right before Jesus goes to the cross, resurrects, then ascends to heaven, He tells His disciples, recorded in John 14, 15, 16, He talks about, it's better that I go so that I can send you this counselor, so I send you the Holy Spirit who's going to dwell inside of you. And it's going to guide you into all these things. John 15, he talks about, you will know what to do by being plugged into the vine. You will produce fruit if you're plugged into the vine. And so though we can't physically see Jesus, we're called to plug into the vine through the Holy Spirit, through seeking the Lord. And you can catch some previous episodes where I talk about we're called to walk in the Spirit, but we can't separate that from the Word. We need hand in hand, the Word of God, creating these guardrails, and then we follow in within those guardrails. But that's the Christian life. That's the end game for all of us. So do you see, oftentimes we make the tools to help us follow, maybe to help us fish, to help us grow closer to the Lord, to help us worship, to help us be encouraged. We take all these tools, and often we make them the end game. So as parents, as we're talking about, okay, discipling our children, one, there's many different brands of Christianity. We need to make sure we have a biblical brand. I think we know that if it's calling us to follow and fish. If that's lost in translation, if that's out there, let's strip it down. Let's get to what the end game is. And so this is what we're imparting to our children as we raise them in the Lord, as we shepherd them, as we compel them, as we disciple them, these terms that we've used. What we're doing is helping them and leading them into this following of Jesus, which is now done through the Word and walking in the Spirit and fishing. So let's go back to that question of a family devotional, family worship time. I'm not opposed to that at all. I think it's great. Again, if it's integrating faith into everyday life, but if it's becoming just another like church service that separates faith from life, then we need to back up and we need to integrate that more. But you can still do this type of thing, a devotional, worship time, and integrate that into life. But again, that's not the ultimate goal. Like, you've not arrived as a discipling parent if you have a family devotional each night or you have a family worship time. You've not arrived if that's it. It is a tool. And I would even argue, depending on the age of our children, tools look different. And that type of thing needs to morph and needs to change depending on where our children are. And so we go to things like, such as youth group, children's ministry, great things. I'm not against that. Now, I think as parents, we need to make sure we're intentional. We can't just leave it to the church. We can't just leave it to the children's ministry, youth ministry, student ministry. But again, just getting our kids to youth group, just getting our kids to the children's worship or whatever that looks like, that's a tool unto them following Jesus, being discipled, and eventually fishing. Do you see what I'm saying? Tool versus end game. So as a parent, as we're talking about, okay, the end game is that they would be following Jesus, then what are the tools that we can use? Now, this becomes really tricky when we talk about church. Some of you are already like, yeah, you're like, I'm just going to turn this off when he says church is a tool. Now, as believers, we are meant to be with other believers. We're meant to be in community. We all have a part to play in the body, but the body is people, the body of Christ. The church is ultimately just people. Our buildings, our programs, our services, all of those things are tools. Yeah, I said it. They're tools. And really, if we're going to ultimately be as intentional as we can, we need to step back and untangle tools from end game, realize the end game, and then move forward utilizing the best tools in the best situation and making sure we don't make the tool more important than the end game. And you can see how this has happened within Christianity. We have bypassed this just following Jesus and made it an event. Again, that event's not wrong. A lot of good comes out of that event, that worship service or whatever it might be. But that is a tool unto helping us continue to walk and follow the Lord. So again, we're going to talk more about fully integrated faith. But in this episode, what I'm asking you to do is just to step back. If you are serious about being intentional, discipling your children, doing what it takes so that they might stand firm or more likely stand firm, then it takes the stepping back. Now, I've got an article you can find on our website called Keep Up the Insanity, in which I talk about the definition of insanity is continuing to do the same thing and expecting different results. That's the definition of insanity. And I write about there's so many things that we are doing that are good. There's so many things within children's ministry, within family ministry, all the things that we're doing that are very good. And I'm not saying throw them out, not do them. But we also have to understand they're not working. We've still got 60 to 85% of children raised in our homes leaving the faith. They're not reaching the end game. So it calls us to be intentional. And one of the things I don't want you to do, because this happens, I do this in an attempt to be the most intentional I can be, or to have the most perfect situation, to make sure I'm using the right tools, however I want to phrase that, I often end up with paralysis of analysis when you overthink it. And so it really sounds like I'm calling you to overthink and I'm confusing things. And no, just step back and think about all the Christian things you're doing and recognize that they're tools. If you strip it down, the end game is that our children would fall in love with Jesus and they would accept the invitation that he gave the disciples. They too would follow him, which again, physically don't get to see him, but through walking in the Spirit, through the Word, and through obedience and those things, they are able to follow Jesus. And as they're following, they're going to grow, they're going to be shaped, and he's going to lead them to be on mission. And they need to continue obedience on mission. And that may look different, played out different in their lives. And so as parents, our goal is while they're here with us, is they would latch onto that and then continue that after graduation. But one of the things that we see in research of why these children, these teens, leave the faith, according to Barna's research, the top things are the church playing it too safe. And I think another way to translate that is often children just see the tools and not necessarily the faith that they could be experiencing and could be enjoying. So if we're going to develop this fully integrated faith in our children, if we're going to move away from a dichotomy of religious stuff and then regular life, it takes a stepping back and realizing, okay, some of the things that I really kind of make the goal is just a tool. And so if you're doing family worship, you're doing family devotional, keep it up. Keep up the insanity. That's wrong. I don't mean it quite like that, but I hope you understand where I'm coming from. But do look at it. Is it creating just another religious event or activity? And keep it going, because to get to that point, it's taking a lot. But now, how can you work in that to integrate that? And we'll talk some more ideas over coming episodes of how you can do that. If you don't have a family devotional, family worship time, understand it's okay. You can still be a good Christian parent. You can still disciple your children without that. And ask all of us to just really make sure we're thinking in game, and then we can work our way back. What tools are benefiting our children? And we're going to, again, talk more about that. What tools are actually maybe doing the opposite? And as I often do, I can get stuck in this theory, this idea aspect. And I don't want to do that. I want to make sure we're talking practical. We're talking where we can actually hear this and go do something about it. Again, it always starts with us. I know I say it over and over again. Here at Stand Firm Parents, we promote what we call the 3E strategy. First, expose your children to your faith. Second, let them begin to experience your faith. And third, help them endeavor in their faith. Now, perfect world, you can chart that out over the ages. As their children, elementary age, they're watching you and you're exposing them to you, live out that faith. Then as they get older and understand more, you're bringing them in more, experiencing things. You're being more open about your faith. You're sharing what you're praying for. You're sharing your walk. They're seeing God move. They're seeing you endeavor. And then as they get older, you begin to help them endeavor on their own. But regardless of what age you're starting at with your child, or teenager, even adult child, you still have to work through these phases because it always starts with us. And so parents, for us, we have to first untangle ourselves. Do we have faith fully integrated into our lives? Or do we have it sectioned off? It's been said over and over again. They talk about like how men's brains are like waffles. You have these individual squares. My wife would say also a small waffle for me. And it talks about women's brains being like spaghetti, how they can just interweave everything. Well, we tend to live out our faith in waffles, going square to square. We've got our church square. We might have another religious activity square. And then we have these other squares. But our faith needs to be like that spaghetti, all mingled together. And so I encourage you to step back. Where are these dichotomies in your life? Begin to fully integrate faith in your life. And then look at, okay, am I looking at some things that could be tools in making them the end game? And I just got to admit, as a pastor, I have failed, number one. But I began in ministry just teaching, just preaching. And begin to realize, hey, it's not just about that. You're not just about saying something. You've got to help people endeavor, get involved, and experience faith themselves. And so we begin doing what I called horizontal movement or growth, as we would encourage people to come to a start activity or worship service, some type of event where they start out. And then we encourage them to get into something that would spur them on, that whether it's a Bible study, small group, where they begin to grow, and then we would ask them to serve. And it was great. It was great to see people get engaged and get involved. But that was the stopping point. Though service within the church is amazing, that's a tool to help train us to go do that in everyday life. And I know that may be a sticky point, but please step back and think about, number one, is your faith like a waffle or like spaghetti? And number two, do you have some tools, discipleship tools, placed in the spot of the end game? Then as you begin to make sure your faith is integrated, begin to be realistic about what the end game is, then we can begin doing this with our children. But you can't just stop. You can't like take, okay, I'm going to take a year off and just figure myself out. No, because your children are growing and you're missing time. And so it's hard. It's messy, right? This discipling our kids is messy. Don't give up. Just do something. And then as you grow, you can begin to implement these changes in how you disciple your children. So, in your life, what's a discipleship tool and what is the end game? You've been listening to Stand Firm Parents. Stand Firm Parents is a production of Stand Firm Ministries in partnership with LifeWord Studios, created by Jake McCandless and Brandon Harrington of Dime Collective. Again, thank you for listening, and be sure to subscribe, share, and most importantly, stand firm.